Morning, everybody. Book of Tov. Meeting this evening at 6:45. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 and 7:30. Just a brief halakha in memory of Rabbi Aaron Krantz of Yosef Hiedemann of Mordechai, and also Sophie Glucksman, who we knew very well, was an integral part of the community. We'll learn also in her memory. It's very odd, at the very beginning of the laws of Passover, the last law in the first section deals with the day after. And it says there, the day after any holiday is called Isru Chag. Isru means bound or tied up to the holiday. And the source for this concept is in Hallel, we make the following statement. We say, Isru Chag Ba'avotim. David HaMelech says, I should bind myself to the holiday. And there is a specific law that on that holiday, you're supposed to, the day after, even though you've had so much food on Passover, eat a little bit more, drink a little more. You're not supposed to fast on that day. And the question is, what's the idea behind that post-holiday holiday? The answer is that any holiday is meant not just to be an experience for those 8 days, but to carry the spirit forward. It's not just I'm going through the motions, but it should affect me that now I'm a little bit different than I was before. Therefore, Judaism specifically says, make sure that it's not a total letdown after the holiday. Craft another day to somehow make sure you take the spirit of the holiday and move it into the rest of the year. And that holiday is called Isru Chag. And it's very appropriate that it's the very beginning to say you only get out of something when you think at the beginning what your goal is. That's why this halacha is not at the very end of the laws of Passover. It's at the beginning to see as you go in, remind yourself that it's supposed to be for not the short term, but the long term impact of your spiritual growth. Have a wonderful day.